Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with some representatives from the National Association of Agricultural Educators. We have Ken Stacey and Terry Reekman, the Region 2 and 3 Vice Presidents, respectively. And Mr. Reekman, we'll start out with you. A lot of people will see this as more of a student convention, but there's also a lot that teachers can do in order to improve themselves throughout their year as well.
Yes, at MAE here, we have at the Teach Ag Ed Department, we have a lot of workshops. And so there's a lot of hands-on activities they get, curriculum for their classroom, materials you can use in the classroom with the students too. So, yes, there is lots of opportunities.
And, Ken, what are some things that NAAE has been working on as far as advancing participation at this year's convention?
Oh, of course, we have this booth mainly targeting pre-service education majors at different universities, getting them to explore what NAAE has to offer, how important the National Professional Association is to agriculture education and advocacy efforts on the national level and the state level.
And Ken, being the president-elect, I mean, what are some goals that you have for NAAE, you know, throughout your term as president?
Well, you know, not president yet, but that'll happen in Atlanta. But, school reform is a big topic on the national level and state levels. Common core standards, new standards coming out. You know, I see agriculture education as a unique educational part of the schools. And it's different in different school districts and different states, but they all have their own unique flair of educating students. And if we want to maintain that uniqueness, plus being a viable part of common core standards, we can't sit on the fence. We have to be at the table when those things are discussed. If we ride the fence, we risk losing support from our local communities and our state legislators and our national legislators.
And Mr. Reekman, you know, the Ag Advisor being such a critical role in any successful FFA program, what are some things that an aspiring agriculture educator can do to really get involved within NAAE?
Well, number one, they need to join. And they got to realize the benefits that we provide as an organization and how we can help them become more active within our association. And we provide a lot of resources. And I think the biggest thing by joining is the connections they can make to experienced teachers to share that knowledge and just to learn from each other. Because often a new teacher is a young teacher that's just starting in a community and they're all by themselves. There's not another teacher down the hall that they can confer with that has the same unique opportunities that an ag advisor has. And so they need to be able to connect to those teachers in their state, out of their state, or within their regions just to share information and encouragement.
That's Ken Stacey and Terry Reekman, representatives from the National Association of Agricultural Educators here at the 85th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm Spencer Chase.